April 14, 1927, how our Lord came upon earth to suffer all the evils that the human will had done. How the word of Jesus is life. I was thinking about the divine will and the evil of the human will, and my beloved Jesus, all afflicted, told me, "My daughter, everything I suffered in my humanity was nothing other than all the evil that the human will had produced for the poor creature. It formed her prison. It took away from her the freedom of being able to move around within her God, in the heavens wherever she wanted. It rendered her incapable of doing good. It took light away from her, and surrounded her with thick darkness. And I came upon earth and enclosed myself in the prison of the womb of my dear mama. And even though that prison was holy, it cannot be denied that it was the most narrow and dark prison that could exist in the world. So much so, that I could not even stretch out a hand, or a foot. It was not given to me to take one step, nor was there any room even to open my eyes. The human will had done all this to the creatures, and I, from the very beginning of my conception, came to suffer this pain in order to knock down the prison of the human will, and give back to man what he had lost. I wanted to be born in a stable and suffer the most extreme poverty. The human will had formed something worse than a stable for the poor creatures, while passions had formed manure in their souls. And blowing more than wind, it had rendered them numb with intense cold, to the point of affecting their nature, not only taking terrestrial happiness away from them, but making them experience hunger and poverty not only of the soul, but also of the body. And I wanted to suffer intense cold, extreme poverty, and the stench of the manure that was in the stable. And in seeing two animals near me, I had the sorrow that the human will had converted our most beautiful work, our dear jewel, our dear image, the poor man, almost into a beast. There was not one pain that I suffered that did not have its origin in the human will, and I subjected myself to everything in order to rehabilitate it once again in the kingdom of the Supreme Fiat. Even in my passion, I wanted to suffer being stripped in the scourging, denuded on the cross, and stretched in such a horrible way that my bones could be counted, amid confusion, abandonment and unspeakable bitterness. All this was nothing other than the outpouring of the human will, that had stripped man of all goods, and with its poisonous breath, had covered him with confusion and opprobrium, to the point of transforming him in a horrible way, and of rendering him an object of mockery for his many enemies. Daughter, if you want to know all the evils that the human will has done, study my life well, number my pains, one by one, and you will read the black characters of the noxious story of the human will. You will feel such horror in reading it, that you will be content with dying, rather than letting one single syllable of it enter into you. After this, Jesus kept silent, and remained all taciturn, pensive and afflicted. He looked around and far away, as if he wanted to investigate the dispositions of creatures. And not seeing them disposed, he remained in his profound silence. So, I had to go through several days of privation, as if he were no longer living in me. Then, I began to feel him move in my interior, like rising sun. And he said to me, "My daughter, whenever I speak, a life comes out of me, the greatest gift. And I must see whether there is disposition on the part of creatures, so as to place this life of mine in them. And not seeing it, I am forced to remain silent, because there is no place in which to put this great gift. This is the reason why many times I do not speak. In fact, what regards my divine fiat is not only for you, but will serve other creatures. At most, it forms its capital in you, in order to transmit it for the good of others. So, while I keep silent, you pray that the kingdom of my will be known, and you suffer because you see yourself without me, your life. To live without life is the greatest martyrdom. These pains and these prayers mature the gift, and while they make me open my mouth to issue the new life that regards my divine will, they dispose creatures to receive it. These pains are more than sun's rays, that mature the fields, the fruits, the flowers. Therefore, everything is necessary silence, pains, prayers for the decorum of the manifestations of my will.